Thank you for joining us for yet another episode of Elevated here on Radio Pulpit. I'm very blessed to introduce to you now an incredibly anointed singer. Her name is Princess Jordwana, very gifted South African gospel artist. Her journey is rooted in her church upbringing. She discovered her love for singing at a very young age, and I really look forward to getting to chat about that. Now, over the years, she has collaborated with some of South Africa's most respected gospel artists, and you might recognize her voice or her face from platforms such as Women in Praise and Spirit of Praise as well. In 2022, she recorded her very first live album, Throne of Grace, and I must say, depth of her worship is displayed there, and the strength of her live performances as well. Today, I'm here to chat with Princess Jordwana about her new single titled Ngwele. Thank you so much for joining me, Princess. Welcome to Elevated.
Greetings, Mama and the family. Thank you so much for having me today.
Princess,
I'm so grateful.
We are grateful that you are sharing your time with us. When you hear people introduce you the way that I just did, how do you feel? How do you feel to know that over the last few years, you've managed to accomplish so much in the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of God?
You know, Mama, I think it can only be the grace of the Lord. I am just amazed, and to know and to see uNkulunkulu, where he has taken me from. It's such an honor and a privilege.
Let's take it back all the way to your upbringing. You are a church girl through and through. Tell us about that journey of growing up in church and discovering your voice.
Definitely. I'm from a Christian family, and ekhaya, they love the Lord. And I was given an opportunity to go to church, you know. Even my grandmother would say, akekho umuntu osalayo la endlini, everyone needs to go to church, or else I'm locking my doors.
Yeah.
So it was all about that. And my love for God started there. And I knew even the music that we used to listen to, because even my family, I grew up from a family that sings, and my uncle would play a keyboard, you know, and we will sing. I remember my very first time, and they asked for me to come and do the render an item. I did. And after that, I cried.
Wow.
And when we got home, everyone asked me, why were you crying? I was like, yo, I have stomach aches. And they were like, ah, we don't trust you. I was so shy. I was so shy. And I grew up, Mama, and God gave me that opportunity to become a backing vocalist, because I used to listen to music a lot. And my favorite were Sisi Winans, you know, Donnie McClurkin. And from this side, from South Africa, it was all about Umamdogozo Mbambo, you know, the likes of Abo, the Joyous Celebration. So I would always envision myself being that big artist and a big backing vocalist. And then I got an opportunity to join ama choirs from around my neighborhood, and also sing with big artists. So it all started there. And, you know, being part also of the church worship team. Yeah. And then it was all about God, and me. Also, I think the Holy Spirit was also preparing me for such a time as this, you know. So it all started there. And after that, I started having my own shows. That is when we just say, we're like, you know what, let's just have maybe the Throne of Grace. That's when the Throne of Grace came about. And then later on, by God's grace, I also went to my church, Jesus is the Way Bible Church. Yes. And then our apostle Khumalo was like, you know what, my children, I know you love music, and I can see something in you, and I want you guys to shine, to go out there, and I want everything to happen because I trust God for you guys and your talent. So that's when we also recorded the Ngwele, yes, with Mr. Cliff.
That's amazing. We'll get to playing really for our listeners in a moment. But let me ask you, what does it feel like sharing a stage now with big people that you used to look up to? And now Princess Jordana is one of them. Because, I mean, you have been on pretty big stages.
Hey, yeah, honestly, it's such an honor, Mama. And when I look back, I can only see the God's grace, God's grace, God's grace. In Uthi, you can have a beautiful voice, but not being maybe recognized, and it happens. But when the time is right, God always makes a way. And I'm so honored. I'm so honored. I don't want it to be like I did it by myself. No, I know. It was not because I was smarter or because I was better. No, it's only by God's grace. And I feel honored each and every day. I'm forever grateful. I always tell God, but you know what, God? I'm so, so, so grateful for this, for such opportunities. And I always thank God, even for upcoming opportunities. You know, if you have a grateful heart all the time, you know, even your maybe with your kids, I know, Guti, when you give them something even smaller, when they say thank you, mommy, your heart will be filled with joy. Guti, oh, this child is always grateful. So that's me all the time. I'm like, wow, God, and I'm so amazed, Guti. Wow. Even when checking out the Nwele song, everyone is like, I remember, I think last week. We did I did minister Ingwele, and the crowd was like, Ngwele. I was like, wow.
Wow. And
So
I
yeah,
can't, yeah, I really can't wait to play the song for our listeners. I have
oh
to tell
yes.
you, when I listened to the song for the first time, Princess, about a minute into the song, I just started praying. And it was my first time listening to the song.
Wow.
I started praying and speaking in tongues. The song just evokes prayer, it evokes worship,
Wow.
it evokes deep intercession. And then
Definitely.
as I was listening towards the end of the song, I saw you did exactly that towards the end. You started praying and interceding as well. And so as I was listening, I realized that one, God wants to use the song to lead people into the holies of holies and bring them into a place of deep worship and intercession. But the second thing I realized as I was listening is it comes from you. It flows from you, Princess. So tell me about your own relationship with prayer and intercession, because clearly there's an anointing there.
Amen. You know, Mama, I think for me, that's the major key in everything that I do. Worshipping and prayer. You know, when you come to a sacred place where you come and worship, it means it's not about you. We can praise all we want, but when it comes to worship, it's all about God. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about Him being at the center of everything. So that's me. With my life, everything revolves around Him, and I'm rest assured, and I know, Buti, that's one thing that I've been created to come and do. You know, so me sharing a worship with the saints, it's such an honor. And more than anything, it's all about us dwelling in His presence. It's all about us being having a teachable spirit, because we know, we see, we cannot worship without the Holy Spirit. He is the God, He is the Holy Spirit that helps us how to worship. He gives us utteration, He gives us words, He gives us everything, He fills us. So the more we pray, that's the more He fills us. The more we spend time with Him, it can be it can be through the Word of God and worship. So that's the more you hunger for Him, it's the more He deposits things for unto you. So it becomes an easy thing for you to do. It's a norm. It's something that you do, that you live with, and you know you can't even survive without
Yeah,
it.
absolutely. Let
Yeah.
me ask you, Princess, what has been, perhaps in the last few years, the most difficult time that you went through, or even just this year, the difficult time or something difficult that you are faced with, and how do you worship even in those times? If you would share that with us.
Okay, I'll take it back to the recording of the Throne of Grace. You know, before we were with my partner, we were hosting events, né? And our slogan was all about the Great Revival. And we traveled outside of Gauteng. It was all about us going to minister out there. And on our fourth show, we decided, you know what, let's just have the throne of grace. And it's so amazing, Oguti, at that moment, just after the recording of Throne of Grace, things went bad. Very, very, very bad. To a point where I was like, you know what, God, I tried I tried pushing, Mama. I tried pushing in such a way that I was like, you know, maybe I'm not doing enough. Maybe I'm not pushing enough. But there came a time because everything was just shut. Like, do you know when you don't even know where to start and you can't even understand? Even now, Throne of Grace, it's not out as yet. But I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna give up. And one thing that I prayed about, I was like, God, I tried, but manje, I lay everything unto you. It's all about you. At the end of the day, it's not about me. And I just want to give you the glory, even in the midst of everything, because things went bad. In the midst of everything, you know what, God? Everything, even this album, Nigela Guwe, I don't want to do things by myself anymore. I don't want to be stressing about things. And that's when I read the word of God where it says, do not worry about anything. Because I, the Lord, I take care of even the heavenly beings, you know. And I was like, I man, why should I worry myself? If something is not meant to be at that moment, it's okay. Just let it be. And if it's the right time, the Lord will definitely make a way. And you won't even struggle. You won't even struggle. So that was my, you know, that's when I got to learn what's wow. If I worry by myself, that means I'm taking God's throne. I'm like, God, you're not here. It's not about you. It's all about me and me being me shining out there, and people can see which I can do this, I can do that. But why not just let things unto his hands? Like, just let it, just let God, man. Just let God.
Just
So that was
let
my,
God.
just let God. Let God be God unto our lives. Like, God can. God makes a way where it seems to be no way. Even if you don't see anything going on around you, you're like, where will I start? Maybe you don't even have food to eat. You don't know. Maybe you even have kids. It happens. Maybe even your kids, you can't even pay school fees. But God always makes a way and he will surprise you. Just let God.
Princess, congratulations. This is not just an incredible song, great production, but really a worship that leads us into the presence of God. What does it feel like to you to hear
Amen.
your song, to hear this baby of yours played on radio?
Oh, Mama, I'm so excited. I don't have words. I'm so excited. And every day when I wake up, I'm like, God, you're so good, you know? I'm so honored. I'm grateful. I'm grateful, Mama. I'm so honored.
Well, when I watched the music video, I saw that you are, of course, not alone. You are surrounded by incredible worshipers yourself. You lead praise and worship too in your local church. How important is it to you to be surrounded by the right people?
I think as there's a saying that you need to be filled so that you can also deposit things unto others. You can't feed yourself from a dry land, ne? So for me, it's very, very, very important because as worshippers, we tend to be like, now I'm a celebrity, or people know me out there. Therefore, I won't be serving at church. There's a blessing in serving, and there's a blessing in you submitting. Submitting is not easy. It's not easy, especially if God is using you at some point. Vele, you'll have challenges with your.
You know, even at church, maybe we don't, you have few worshippers that can sing and others can't really sing. They are there because they love music. But it takes humility for you to understand what you've been called for. So for me, it's very important. Also, it's something that we always need to pray about, that we may be surrounded, because God brings people. We don't bring people, but only God brings people around us. And it's very important for us to have a discernment spirit, to ask the Holy Spirit to give us discernment. And it's very, very, very important for us to serve as in the kingdom of God. As much as we can go out there and release music and do whatever, but let's come together in one song and in one spirit to give God the
Absolutely.
glory so that we can see wonders.
Absolutely, absolutely. Princess, we are heading towards the festive season. We're heading towards Christmas. Now that you've released this song, you've accomplished so much this year. How are you hoping to spend the festive season?
Well, the festive season, for me, it's all about family. It's all about family, family, family. And I think for me, my pastor used to say, take care of the family matters because family matters. So it's all about family. It's all about oneness. During the year, we're all working and we go there and there and there. We're all busy, but let's just come together and enjoy being part of that family. For me, it's all about family, Mama, and also church, and remembering the birth of Christ. When it's Christmas time, we all remember that moment and we celebrate. But Kakhulu, I think for us and as the children of God, let's just set that standard. The world is going that side. Maybe it's going in the north, but let's just be intentional about going south
Love
and
it.
standing in business. So, Guti, it's all about family, nothing else but family and Christ being part of our family.
Absolutely. Well, what do you plan to do just on a personal level to rejuvenate? I hear you saying you're going to spend some time with family, but when it comes to Princess, to you, what is it that you do? Do you like reading? Do you go for more like coffee dates with yourself? What is it that you do on a personal level to kind of just rejuvenate as you look forward to what God wants to do in 2026?
Well, I really enjoy going to the park and also reading the word. Yes, I'm not really someone who likes reading, but I love reading the word because I need it. And then I also like going out. Oh, going out is my favorite because I also love food. So
Oh, there we go.
yes, so I like to explore a lot. I really enjoy exploring, and yeah, even traveling. Yeah, I love traveling. I feel good when traveling, and I'm one of those. I don't even sleep if we need to travel. I don't even sleep on the road. So that's me for this festive season. That's me, going more to the park, going outside the province, traveling, that's me. I love it. And also, definitely, when it comes to Sunday, I'm going to church.
No matter
I'm
where
going
we
to
are this,
church.
yes, no
No.
matter where we are this December, I always say, even when you go on a holiday, make sure
Yes.
that you find a good church to fellowship with. Absolutely. I love that.
Right?
I love that. I love it.
Ooh,
Princess,
church, 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 Mama.
let's look forward to 2026. You've now released the single Ngwele. What's next for you? What are you trusting God for? What are you planning?
I'm trusting God for more of my music to be out. I'm trusting God for more opportunities, and I'm trusting God for him to use my worship and my talent to save people out there. A lot of people are ne really need God, really need the Lord Jesus Christ. And even we need, I think as a country, we need a great revival. And for us to be reminded, Duguti, we can't leave God in everything that we do. So that's me. I'm trusting God for that, for me to, for God to use me and to use me in a way where people will come together. You know, music brings people together. So that's me. I'm hoping God for that, and I'm trusting Him, for Him to use me, nationally, outside of South Africa. You know, going out there, even in those countries where they don't believe in Jesus Christ, but I believe God for that. I do.
Absolutely. Amen, amen, amen. Princess, I really want to appreciate your time today. Thank you for sharing with us. Thank you for spending some time with us. If people want to follow you on social media, they want to get to know more about you, where do we locate you?
Okay, on Facebook and on Instagram, I go by the name Princess Ntokozo Jotwana. And then on TikTok, it's Princess J Official. Yeah,
Princess
that's where I'm
J
at.
Official. And of course, the
Official,
song,
yes.
yeah. And of course, the song Nwele by Princess Jordwana available on all digital platforms.
Digital platforms,
Go
yes.
out and get it. Princess, we'll leave it there for the moment, but I really look forward to catching up with you again next year as we continue to labor for the kingdom together. Thank you for joining us.
Amen. Thank you, Mama.